morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on this lovely day. Family Resource Management. You've got a heck of a title there, but that one part covers a lot of stuff, and there's a very important aspect you're going to talk about today.
It does. Every time when you spell that out, I think that is a lot. One of the things that I cover is the aging population, and with it being almost Christmas time, but you know, for many of the caregivers, the holiday season gives rise to stress, sometimes frustration and anger, instead of that commonly known peace and goodwill that most of us tend to think of. Managing care for someone who has maybe a cognitive impairment may leave caregivers feeling that they will not be able to participate as fully as they would like to in the family gatherings. Already feeling overwhelmed with caregiving tasks, stressed out caregivers may view traditional holiday participation as more of a drain of precious energy than joy. They may have always been the one that hosted and did all of those things, but if they're caregiving this year, they're not able to do all of that like they normally would. I've kind of come up with some suggestions that may help make the holidays more enjoyable for you and your loved ones. So keep in mind that they can provide unique opportunities to seek better communication, maybe connection and support from other family and friends. It's hard to know how much to communicate about a loved one's declining in their impairment and how much more maybe personal care they need. Who do you tell? How much do you tell? Although it's understandable to have reservations about discussing a loved one's impairments, honest communication about the realities of caregiving situations offer others the opportunity to respond with assistance. If we don't communicate what's going on, then people don't know how to help. Some caregivers have success when writing a brief note describing maybe the person's condition and enclosing it in a holiday greeting card. This can be a non-threatening way to inform distant relatives or uninvolved relatives about the caregiving situation that you have. If written in a tone that's not accusatory or guilt-inducing, you know, family members may be able to help more forthcoming with assistance or at least have a better understanding of the efforts you're putting into providing the great care that you are. It's also common for caregivers to be disappointed with family members who they feel maybe aren't pulling their weight in caregiving responsibilities. If this holds true for you, and your goal is to enjoy the holidays, you must decide how much and what to communicate with this disappointment. Maybe consider clearing the air before the holidays, or perhaps resolve within yourself to maybe wait until the holidays are over, and then maybe plan a discussion with family members. But in the meantime, enjoy the holidays best you can. Maybe accept the need to adapt. Caregivers often have to adapt their traditional roles and experiences that they've normally had around the holidays. They mean allowing other family members to host more time-intensive festivities. You may need to modify the amount of time away from home to maybe match the comfort level of the loved one you're caring for. They may also have to choose which events to attend based on what would be simplest and the least exhausting for you and the person you're caring for. So maybe going out to your grandkid or great-grandkid's music program is one that you really want to make a priority. But maybe the work function or the friend's party maybe isn't as much, but try to maybe find someone to come in and give you some relief while you go to that party for a little bit if it's for a friend, and they can spend time with the loved one. And also, I know as we get older, sometimes the person with the impairment may not be able to adapt to all situations. You may need to adapt the environment to their needs. So see if you can arrange, you know, if you have it in a house, maybe you designate a room in the house as a quiet place for that person you're caring for. Maybe they want to go rest or take a nap. Many people find that multiple conversations and that background noise to be really disturbing. And so to avoid this anxiety, maybe the person may benefit from that quiet room with less stimulation and where family members can go one-on-one and have a nice one-on-one visit with them. And share your wish list as a caregiver. Respite. Some caregivers ask for time off from caregiving duties as a gift for the holidays. This could mean another family member gives you a break. Sometimes asking for a Saturday off or a day off in the next couple of months is more accepted as family members can then schedule it to meet their calendars. If this isn't possible, maybe you consider helping pay for someone to come in and or stay with your family member while that caregiver goes out and has a day off. You know, if you have people around and you need some home repairs and maybe they don't feel like they want to provide that personal, maybe your hygiene care that the person you're caring for needs, maybe there's some light bulbs that need change. Maybe you need those grab bars installed. Maybe there's a pile of stuff in the garage that needs gone through or just taken to the recycling center. Have that person help with that. Most times people want to help, but maybe the personal care and the schedule that the person you're caring for has maybe isn't something that they feel comfortable doing. So if you have people around wanting to help, find other things that they can do to help you in return. And care for you. How about a gift certificate or a massage or maybe a facial or a manicure? Sometimes we can, you know, catch a beautiful day and maybe we go spend it outside fishing or taking a walk outdoors. Schedule one-on-one time. While caregiving, it is easy to get caught up in all the tasks of personal care and chores. Make it a point to set aside some time this holiday season to enjoy the person you care for in a relaxed one-on-one context. The best activities are those which take advantage of long-term memory. So maybe looking through some old photo albums or having them help you unpack the holiday decorations might stimulate some of those memories, and you might hear some great stories and memories through that interaction. You know, when we reflect on rewards of caregiving, it can help maintain your self-esteem. It may feel very rewarding to know that you were fulfilling a vow or a promise that you have made to that person for whom you were providing care. Your caregiving may be an expression of living up to your personal ideal or religious beliefs. You may still be dealing with a great deal of growth as you learn new skills and meet new challenges in managing your new responsibility or the role that you have. Also know that after the holidays, it's always a good thing to maybe write a thank you note to that caregiver. You know, if you're not the caregiver, writing a thank you note to that caregiver or just a note of appreciation goes a long way and would mean a lot to that person who is stepping up and taking that role of being a caregiver. I'm hoping these tips can help us all as we go into the holiday season and are surrounding ourselves with loved ones and friends, and maybe you're their caregiver or maybe not, but hopefully some of these tips you can relate to and maybe makes you think a little bit about the holiday season and how you can best help others.
A candle lit at both ends burns out twice as fast. Make sure you're taking care of the caregiver. Very good advice. Thank you, Janae. If anybody has any questions, how do they best get a hold of you?
As always, contact me at the Frontier Extension District office at 785-828-4438, or always feel free to email me at jmcnally@ksu.edu.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And, oh, I just had a look at the calendar. We'll be talking to you in the new year.
Sounds great.
Okay. Well, have yourself a fine holiday season. Do a little bit of caregiving for yourself, and we'll catch up with you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.